Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here on this Palm Sunday. And I want to draw your attention in our call to worship to Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, because there we have the prophecy that's given to us 575 years before Jesus would ride into Jerusalem on April the 6th, 32 AD, where we read, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." 575 years before Jesus Christ would enter into the city, it was prophesied. And this is such an important prophecy because it was not a coming in a triumphant fashion, although we call it the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Reality was, he was riding on a donkey. He was not riding on a stallion like a general coming back from a victory. He was riding in on a lowly animal that had never been ridden on before. The remarkable fact that our Creator sat upon one of His creations that had never been ridden before and did so without any event is remarkable in itself. But the most important thing that I want you to grasp from this is that this is a self-disclosure. This is Jesus fulfilling prophecy that He would come. We're going to look at that this morning as we consider some of the prophecies of the Old Testament that were fulfilled on that day in which Jesus entered into Jerusalem. But there was a purpose in His coming. And the purpose was to go to the cross. Go to the cross of Calvary and shed His blood, because we as sinners have no deliverance other than the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on our behalf. He took our place. Vicarious substitution. Isn't it wonderful, Christian? He took my place on Calvary's tree and bore my sin in His body on the tree. The sinless, perfect Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you, it takes all I can do to fight back tears of joy and glory at what Jesus did for me on the cross of Calvary. And we're here to rejoice that He came into Jerusalem. The Bible says He set His face as it were a flint. There was no changing. There was no turning back. There was no, I'm changed my mind. I'm not going to do this. No, it was the obedience to the Father's will. And it was the work of salvation and the demonstration of love in behalf of all sinners. Do all sinners believe on Jesus Christ? No. Do all sinners repent of their sin and say, yes, I want that atoning work that was done on Calvary's tree? No, sadly, because of the rebellion of the human heart. But the way, the plan, was unfolded according to God's will. And you and I can rejoice this morning in the atonement of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the grace of God.